Joachim, first of all, I would like to thank UNEC, UN Habitat, all the UN agencies and programs that are continuing to support and reinforce the role of local government, especially cities, within the multilateral system. This is extremely important for us, not just in the multilateral arena, but also back home in our, let's say, a dialogue between the cities and our national authorities. So in reality, there is even, let's say, a hidden benefit that we receive back home. So thank you again for your work, and we are seeing that this is advancing quite rapidly. So it's important for us now to continue acknowledging your work. Okay, so it's quite challenging to try to share with you, let's say, the successful and I would say even awesome, let's say, the main challenges that we've been facing in implementing SDGs at local level. But I will try so to put a couple of points. So first of all, as the intervention of Paola illustrated very well, in reality cities we are dealing with let's say a reality that goes much more beyond the competencies that we have, and that goes in a, let's say, time frame that is completely not aligned, let's say, no, with the multi-level, let's say, accumulation of the time frames of the other level of governance. So it's extremely complicated for us, and that means that concretely, when we try to adopt and translate global agendas at local level, we cannot, of course, just focus on one SDG. For us, SDG 11 is very important, especially politically speaking, because it means to recognize at the multilateral sphere that urbanization and the local authorities, local government, are a priority for the development of our humanity at global level. But in our reality, of course, we understand the global agendas in their interlinked, let's say, dimension. So that means that we consider the 2030 agenda with all the SDGs, the Sendai framework, the Paris Agreement for developing countries, so cities in developing countries, also the Addis Ababa agreement on financing, and especially I would say the new urban agenda, because it's actually the implementing agenda for cities at UN level, and by the way, it has been the first implementing agenda adopted after the adoption of the 2030 agenda. So we start from there. At the city level, let's say the main challenge is to, let's say, move. Let's say the steps are the following. We need to start with a political push. We need to go through institutionalization of the process in order to maintain, let's say, the sustainability in the long term, because we know that municipal mandates go beyond, are much shorter than, let's say, the horizon of the 2030, and then create ownership first within the administration and then with citizens. I must say that in our case, we started the process in 2016 with a government. We have been able to institutionalize the process in the next mandate with a government of another color. So it has been extremely difficult, but very successful, because now it gives us the legitimacy to continue work until 2030. At administrative level, it has been complicated, but now finally we have an interdepartmental governance that actually allow all the civil servants to be part of the work, but still the work in terms of citizen engagement is still, let's say, very complex and need much more time. So to conclude, because time is quite short, the next step, and connected with the need of engaging citizens, is actually to connect the implementation of this global agenda with our policies at local level, at regional level, at national level, at European Union level in our case, and budget. So if you are able to connect and bridge the global agendas with the concrete budget and policies of the municipality, then it creates the condition also to go through citizen engagement. So we stop here.
Thank you very much.